الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن قال الله عز وجل ولن تستطيعوا أن تعدلوا بين النساء ولو حرصتم فلا تميلوا كل الميل فتذروها كالمعلقة وإن تصلحوا وتتقوا فإن الله كان غفورا رحيما صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's ayat, in yesterday's lesson, we spoke about if there's issues and problems that come about in a marriage, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked husband and wife to both reconcile and restore that peace because reconciliation is better. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about equality between all one's spouses and all one's equality between one's wives. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would have already observed by now, right at the starting of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that if a person cannot maintain equality between his wives, then a person should marry one woman only. A person should marry one woman only. So if a person cannot maintain equality between many women, then he should keep one woman in his nikah. Because equality is the utmost important thing here in a marriage. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this verse that we've recited now, Allah says, وَلَن تَسْتَطِيعُوا أَن تَعْدِلُوا بَيْنَ النِّسَاءِ, that you will never be able to maintain equality between all of your wives, even though you are eager to, you desire to maintain equality between all of them, but this is not something that is impossible. So how do we tie between the two verses? Because the first verse that we recited at the beginning of the surah demands that we maintain this equality between all wives, and in this verse Allah is saying that you will never be able to do so. So Mufassirin explained that equality is of two types, and where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that maintain equality, and if you can't maintain equality, then just keep one wife, etc. And that refers to equality that is within one's power to control, that is within one's ability to control. And that refers to like the spending of nights, etc. You must be fair in that, the cost of maintenance, the cost of living, etc. So a person, that's within his control. So he has the ability to control that, so he has to be equal in that between all of his wives. But here in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَن تَسْتَطِيعُوا أَن تَعْدِلُوا, that you will never be able to maintain equality. This refers to equality that is beyond the human control. One isn't able to control this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to this type of equality, and that is referring to emotional inclination towards one wife, and where a person gives that extra, this, that's extra love and muhabbat and for one wife more than the other. So this is something that is beyond human control. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that even if you try very hard to have them all in the same space in your heart, but this is difficult, Allah says you won't be able to do so. فَلَا تَمِيلُوا كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ فَتَذَرُوهَا كَالْمُعَلَّقَ. So this emotional inclination, now it's very, very difficult for one to maintain this equality between all of his wives. So Allah gives us a warning and instruction here that فَلَا تَمِيلُوا كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ, don't let it be such that you incline towards one wife with such a type of inclination that you leave the other like she's just hanging in your nikah. In other words, like how one would say that they are married, this woman is married to him, but she's not in his nikah. In other words, the whole idea and point of nikah is that this nikah must be founded upon love, founded upon muhabbat. But what's the use of this nikah if she is married to him, but this nikah is bereft of love, it's devoid of muhabbat, etc. So don't let it be such that this person now inclines towards, this person should not be such that he inclines towards one wife with such type of inclination that the other wife is now just hanging in his nikah. وَإِن تُصْلِحُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. So Allah says that if this ever happens, then quickly mend that, fix that, and restore that peace, and give that extra muhabbat, etc. وَإِن تُصْلِحُوا, if you do so, and you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then for the past, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, He is most merciful. If for some reason they cannot maintain this nikah, then Allah says, وَإِن يَتَفَرَّقَا, if they have to separate, يُغْنِ اللَّهُ كُلًّا مِّن سَعَتِهِ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word is, His promise is that Allah will enrich each one from His bounties. Allah will then look after both husband and wife after their separation. Allah will help them from His side. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ وَاسِعًا حَكِيمًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise. Allah is bountiful.